gentlemen, it is August 13th, not Friday the 13th, Monday the 13th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As you know, if you're a regular listener, I was out a few days last week, and I have to say I made them very productive. I finished up a book that I've been playing around with for some time and got some substantial work done on another, which I know will be of interest to many of you, my book on 9-1-1, in which I think I pretty much lay out the case that, in fact, the Israelis were involved in 9-1-1, that the Israelis were the primary movers behind 9-1-1. Not that they just had advanced knowledge, but that, folks, they did it. Now, that's going to come as a shock to those of you who out there are still convinced that I'm a Zionist agent covering up for the role of the Israelis in 9-1-1. But then again, you'll say, well, he must really be a Zionist agent because now he is trying to cover up the fact that he's a Zionist agent by saying that the Israelis were the prime movers in 9-1-1. Oh, what can I tell you, folks? A lot of little interesting things to comment on. We are going to be joined here by my friend and one of your favorite folks who, of course, sat in for me during my absence last week, and that is Mark Glenn. Mark and I are going to be talking about a funny subject, but a serious subject, and it should be very, very interesting. Yes, we're going to be talking about none other than the world's most notorious pinhead, Eric Hufschmidt. In the meantime, folks, and I'm inviting Eric to call in tonight if he's listening. We'd love to have Eric aboard because, you know what, very serious world we live in, folks, but, you know, every once in a while you do need a few laughs. On a serious note, I got an email from one of our listeners who suggested that I had made a death threat against the horrible, horrible Judith Nathan Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani's really disgusting wife, whose behavior and misbehavior was outlined in the September 2000 issue of Vanity Fair. The caller suggested that I had said that I would like to drown Mrs. Giuliani in the East River. Well, you know what, folks? I would like to drown Mrs. Giuliani in the East River, but I'm not threatening to do it, nor do I have any intentions of doing it. I just don't recall that I said I'd like to do that. Actually, what I recall saying was that I would like to do to her what she and people at her company, U.S. Surgical, did to dogs, clamping, cutting them to pieces and clamping their stomachs and doing all sorts of bizarre, terrible things to these animals to demonstrate them to doctor, demonstrate this clamping procedure, a stapling procedure to doctors and hospitals that they were trying to sell this stuff to. I just don't think that this kind of woman should be anywhere in public life, particularly as First Lady of the United States. I don't even think Hillary Clinton would torture animals. But no, no, folks, I am not threatening to kill Mrs. Giuliani, nor do I have any real desire to do it. And if the Secret Service wants to bring me in and charge me with making a threat against Mrs. Giuliani, I really look forward to taking the whole case to trial, because that trial will hear all about what Mrs. Giuliani is and what she has done to harmless animals. Like I say, I wouldn't feel bad if someone threw her in the East River. In fact, it would probably be a public service that might even help her husband's campaign to get her out of the way. But no, I'm not threatening to kill Mrs. Giuliani. She does owe us an apology for all those terrible things she did to all those dogs, however. Speaking of dogs, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a picture I saw today in the New Republic magazine. Whew! It involves a dog, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very sad picture, and it really says a lot about what's happening in Iraq today. Stay tuned, folks, and we'll be joined by Mark Glenn very shortly.
Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here live. This is me. Not someone pretending to be me. I doubt there's anyone who... Well, actually, I've heard some pretty good impressions of me. I have a recording from my college days of about five or six of my friends doing impressions of me. And you know what? They were all pretty good. Anyway, we have the inimitable Mark Glenn, however, with us. I understand Mark is already here. So, Mark, come on up.
Your greatness.
Mark, how you doing?
Fine. Glad you're back. Boy, am I glad you're back.
Well, I heard you did a pretty good job sitting in for me. I talked to somebody today who heard one of the broadcasts, and they said it was pretty interesting. They actually learned something. So,
well,
you accomplished, we can say you accomplished one thing last week, Mark, that we know of.
Which is?
Anyway, before we talk about the subject that you and I are going to kind of talk about, kind of in general here, I just want to run by a couple things here, Mark. Just some things that I saw in the paper today or in various places. For example, in the New Republic magazine, they have a picture today of a trash and debris dump somewhere in Iraq. And there is a body lying there, presumably a dead body, and there's two nice puppy dogs in the picture. One of those puppy dogs is just sitting there being a puppy dog. And when I say puppy dogs, these are pretty big dogs. I call all dogs puppy dogs. Here's this one puppy dog sitting there, and here's this other big brute chewing on the foot of this dead body. This is in some Iraqi city. It looks like an urban area. This is what our American army, doing the bidding of organized Jewry, has done to Iraq. I don't know who this dead person is. I presume it's not a U.S. soldier. I would hope to think that our own military would gather up our dead, but, you know, knowing the way they treat the military when they return them back here to the United States and store them in these hellish, rat-infested, bug-ridden, disease-rampant veterans' hospitals, it wouldn't surprise me to find this is a U.S. soldier lying here dead, but I doubt it. No, it's just some poor Iraqi who got caught up in this insane Zionist war that we're waging there. And, you know, I tell you, this picture just exemplifies what is happening in Iraq. You know, I tell you what, like I always say, you know, I wish Joe Lieberman or John McCain or Rudy Giuliani and his wife, for that matter, along with some of these other Zionist warmongers like Edgar Bronfman. Now, if they want to go over there and fight these wars, that's fine with me. And if that would be one of them ending up lying there in the trash heap being chewed on by a dog, I would say, good. Hope the dog enjoys his meal. Mm-hmm. Because this is what we're dealing with here. We are dealing with rotten carcasses. That's exactly what these horrible politicians are, bought and paid for by the Jewish lobby in Washington, you know, slobbering over themselves and over these well-heeled contributors to the Jewish political action committees that line the coffers of all these rotten politicians we have in this country. So you know, it's just one of those things, Mark, that when I see an image like that, it kind of gets me going.
Well, so, you know, while you were gone, Mike, you know, I know you were not in the office at AFP, but last week's story that I submitted to AFP was something similar to what you're discussing right now. Only instead of an Iraqi man, it involved this 14-year-old Palestinian boy who was gunned down in his hometown by the IDF. And literally, I don't want to be too graphic with the listeners, but I think it is something that people need to know about, if for no other reason that you can pray for the suffering of this family, which has got to be horrible. But this 14-year-old boy gets gunned down in the street, leaving the store after he had just bought some chocolate for his 4-year-old daughter. And then the IDF launched a grenade at him. It hit him in the stomach. It literally, when it exploded, it literally blew his guts out all over the sidewalk there. In the land that was made holy by the life and death of Jesus. And then the IDF loosed their dogs on this boy. And when the dogs got to the boy, they just began eating him in the same way that you're describing here in this, I think it was the New Republic or the Nation, whatever story it was. I haven't seen the photo yet that you're talking about. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, this is what life is like for a lot of people over there. And the common thread running through all of this is, as you said, Jewish brutality, Jewish disregard for human life, organized Jewry, whatever you want to call it, that is the common thread that's running through all of it. And, you know, as bad as it is thinking about these dead bodies, I mean, let's face it, they have been released from their misery. But you think about, I mean, think about somebody you love, Mike, a friend or a family member. And imagine them being gunned down or blown up and then dogs ripping them to pieces. I mean, that's something that you would never get over for the rest of your life. But yet, these people over there that have to endure this, we just expect them, you know, our attitude to them is just, well, that's too bad. That's life. Life is the breaks. Move on and don't trouble us anymore with it. But this is what reality is for people. And, you know, I know the listener's probably tired of hearing me talk about Jesus all the time, but one of the things that Jesus said was, you know, if you take a callous disregard for the suffering of other people, don't entertain for a second that you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven with me. Because whatever you did or whatever you didn't do under these, the least of my brethren, you did not do unto me. And I think that this is something that we need to keep in mind today, particularly in this country where we drive down the highway and we see hundreds of cars whizzing by us with bumper stickers on the back saying, God bless America.
Yeah, it just comes full circle what I was saying. You know, Mark, we have these American politicians like the ones, just a handful I named, but it's a lot more than that. These American politicians that trip over themselves to justify this criminal activity by Israel, you know, and it's all funded by American tax dollars. I mean, you know, that what happened to that Palestinian child, that's the consequence of the actions of Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's not president yet, it's the consequence of the actions of George W. Bush, this greasy little worm in the White House. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to use this kind of language to describe this man, but I mean, you know, what is it that, you know, these people are justifying? They're doing justifying this Palestinian child being blown up and then eaten by a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is really what we're coming down to. You know, I was speaking before the show tonight, Mark, with Van Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio. Van's going to be a guest on this show again. He was a very popular guest the number of times that he did appear in the show. And, you know, Van said to me, you know, he says, I'm just getting very, very frustrated by what's happening. And, you know, as Van said that, I was thinking, you know what, so am I and so are all the people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because our solid listeners out there know that things are wrong in this country, and that's why they tune in here. If anything, it's and thank God they do. You know, people, some people complain that we don't offer any solutions and we just talk about the problem, but, you know, there is a benefit to that. That people get to hear us talking about it freely and openly. I was watching C-SPAN the other day when I was out of town. I don't have cable at home, thank God. But I was watching C-SPAN and seeing this little Brian Lamb, who's no lamb, I assure you. Not like that dear little lamb up there in your ranch, Mark, but dear little lamb you have there. But this Brian Lamb, somebody called in and criticized Israel, and you should have seen the look on Brian Lamb's face. You know, and every time, I don't know how many calls came in on this several times that I watched C-SPAN. There are people out there who know what the hell is going on and who are trying to get the message out and calling into C-SPAN, and Brian Lamb looks like the world has come to an end. You know, this is the value of these open forums here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because it gives people the opportunity to hear others talking about it and to express their opinions on this subject. Because, you know, as someone said today, Van Lohman, in fact, he said to me, he said, there's no other open forum on the radio like the Republic Broadcasting Network,
mm-hmm.
where people can hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
about the very subjects that we're talking about. So that's why I don't intend to slow down
mm-hmm.
or tone down in talking about it, because it's something that has to be talked about, because the course we're following now, we're on the road to Armageddon. And yet
right.
we have these insane preachers
mm-hmm.
who are propped up by the Jewish-controlled mass media, particularly the broadcast media. These false prophets are leading all these good American Christians right down the road to Armageddon, and the scary thing is they're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the thing is, Mike, you know, and you and I have discussed this several times, and this is one of the things that I tried to get across, although I probably didn't do a very good job of it last week when I was talking to your fine listeners. At this point, we really are doing the best that we can. The criticisms, and when I say we, I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about all of us. As you have said,
right.
We all have something to bring to this. I don't consider myself to be any more important in this fight than Jim from Texas or Rita from Texas or Bob from Texas. It's always Texas. It must be something about that place, huh?
Mark, here comes the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Michael Collins Piper here.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've been joined by Mark Glenn. A little after the turn of the half hour, we will talk about this very humorous but pathetic subject of this bizarre pinhead, this classic of the grotesque, Eric Hufschmidt, who really does deserve to be discussed, as Mark and I will be pointing out. But there is some good news from Paris. Good news from Paris, ladies and gentlemen. At long last, Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger has died, and he has died, and I am confident he has joined Jerry Falwell in hell. Cardinal Lustiger, it's spelled L-U-S-T-I-G-E-R. People always think his name is pronounced Lustiger. That's how I always thought it was pronounced, but it's Lustiger. He was a Jew who ostensibly converted to Catholicism. And every time a pope died over the last 25 or 30 years, the mass media always touted him as a possible ascender to the throne of St. Peter. Well, he never made it, thank God. But what's very, very interesting is that throughout his career as an up-and-coming figure in the Catholic Church, the quote-unquote good cardinal constantly said that even though he was a Roman Catholic, he was still a Jew. Now, I could never quite figure that out. And I know a lot of people who are far better versed in theology than I am who have told me time and again that that means, well, he's still a Jew. He's not really a Christian. So guess what? Guess what, folks? Whenever they had his funeral rites, they mixed prayers from the Jewish faith, the Jewish philosophy, I should say. They mixed the Jewish prayer for the dead, the Kaddish, along with Roman Catholic rites. Now, talk about a dilution of Roman Catholicism. I mean, I can't think of anything worse. And as you know, folks, I'm not a Catholic. My father came from a devout Roman Catholic family, and my brother was baptized in the Roman Catholic Church. I was not. So, and in fact, I've never attended one Roman Catholic ceremony in my life, unless you count the wedding of my half-brother, who was not a Catholic, but who married a very devout Catholic girl of English stock. But be that as it may, I thought we might want to celebrate the passing of Cardinal Lustiger. What do you think, Mark?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, Mike, because sometime last week on your program, I read a few passages from some very old Christian texts that had been written by one of the doctors of the church, a fellow by the name of John Chrysostom, or Chrysostom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he railed against during his time was this idea that you could be a good Christian and somehow involve yourself in Judaism at the same time. And I have to credit Joe Fields for sending this to me because I was not aware that these things existed. But he railed against these things. He made people like you and me and Jim from Texas sound reasonable. And so this is the thing. I mean, this is one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that when we talk about the Christian church today, and that includes the Catholic Church, one of the things that I was trying to explain to one of the callers last week, it's not the same thing as it was 2,000 years ago. It has been tainted and corrupted with that same leaven of the Pharisees that Jesus warned us against. And so this business with Lustiger having the Jewish prayer for the dead read, and the fact that he was basically able to live a double life as a Christian and as a Jew, is just indicative of how far gone Christianity has regressed back into the Stone Ages.
Yeah, this guy, as I say, over the years he was constantly touted as a possible future pope, and up until even at the last conclave, he was mentioned as a possible pope. Uh-huh. And of course, we were given the gift, so to speak, of Benedict rather than Jean Marie. So. In any case, I just wanted to comment on that because this Lustiger, when I first learned about him, oh boy, I guess probably about 30 years ago, it just struck me as being so indicative of this deliberate infiltration of so many institutions in the West.
Mm-hmm.
By the elements of those who follow the Talmud that... I just always thought it was quite remarkable. It was like something that a lot of people tolerated, and they couldn't do much about it. But I always felt that the biggest source of his support for being named to the papacy was actually the broadcast media in the United States. I never heard Catholics running around outside their churches on Sunday morning saying, "Boy, wouldn't Jean-Marie Lustiger make a great pope?" I only ever heard that coming from ABC and CBS and NBC and the Washington Post and the Washington Times and all these other garbage outlets. I don't want to call them news outlets, garbage outlets that poison our society and poison our minds. And with that note, Mark, we do have to go to a break talking about poison. And when we come back, we're going to talk about somebody who is poison and who should be poisoned. Eric Hoffschmidt, what a fool he is, but for some strange reason, there are people who listen to this fool. And I invite Eric Hoffschmidt to call in here tonight. We'll open the phones right up for him. It'll be a good laugh. Eric, call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks. My goodness, it's already half past the hour. This is Michael Collins Piper here, live. This isn't a rebroadcast. This is live tonight, and well, it was live last week, I guess, thank goodness, for Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi, who I guess joined you a couple nights last week, Mark. I haven't had the chance to listen to the shows myself, but I'm looking forward to it. Well, Mark, you and I were talking earlier this afternoon, and the subject of Eric Hufschmidt came up in some recent postings on this insane little man's website. And what struck me after I checked it, Mark, you know, you and I and many, many other people talking off the air and in emails, you know, we have a good laugh about this inanity and insanity that appears on this French Connection website, now focused almost exclusively on the existence or non-existence or state of being of Christopher Boleyn and his family. And the latest, this is so amazing, Mark, and you were the one that pointed this out to me. They have listed the board of contributing editors to the Barnes Review magazine. And, folks, you do want to check out the Barnes Review. Check out the website at barnesreview.org or barnesreview.com. But it lists they list the board of contributing editors and then name these people and say, well, it's obvious that none of these people are showing any interest in Christopher Boleyn and his family. And the most likely reason is that they are working with the Zionist criminal network. Now, I'm going to read some of the names. Now, of course, you're on there, Mark, on that board of contributing editors. So is Edgar Steele, the gutsy attorney from Sandpoint, Idaho. Hans Schmidt, a former member, no less, of the German Waffen SS, who was jailed in Germany some years ago. He's part of the criminal network. Germar Rudolph, who is in jail in Germany at this time, he is part of the criminal network. Frederick Tobin, who was jailed in Germany, who is on the board of contributing editors, he's part of the criminal network. Eustace Mullins, criminal network. Rick Adams, our own Rick Adams from RBN, part of the criminal network. Dale Crowley Jr., Christian Zion, anti-Zionist Christian broadcaster of many years, who had his radio program, The King's Business, report on Israel, kicked off a Christian radio broadcasting network because of its criticisms of Israel. He is part of the criminal network, according to Eric Huff Schmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. Guess who else is, folks? Ryu Ota, who has been denounced internationally. This is my friend and that of Eustace Mullins, our friend in Japan, who has been one of the primary targets of the international Jewish elite because he's standing up in Japan and daring to criticize Jewish power and influence. According to Eric Huff Schmidt, he is part of the Zionist criminal network. And my friend Matthias Chang, the longtime and still standing top advisor to former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, again, one of the foremost critics of Zionism on the face of the planet, that is Dr. Mahathir, and also Matthias, his advisor. They're part of the Zionist criminal network. And our friend Professor Ray Goodwin from Victoria, Texas, who caught a lot of grief for being politically incorrect and for criticizing Zionism. And Harold Rome out of Corpus Christi, Texas, all these names, and I'm not even going through the whole list here, all of these people who have put their names and reputations on the line to take on Zionism. Jürgen Graf, who fled Switzerland because he faced criminal charges of Holocaust denial. Jürgen Graf, like you, Mark, a multi-talented linguist, very fine human being. He's part of the Zionist network. Mark, why is it, in your opinion, why is it that there is a real serious but swiftly declining number of people who take the kind of craziness from Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huff Schmidt so seriously? Is there something in the water?
I don't, Mike, you're asking the wrong guy the wrong question. I mean, you might as well ask me one of those unquantifiable, unqualifiable questions like, what is the meaning? I'd have an easier time answering, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah, you know, Mark, it's obvious that you and I are Zionist agents. I think that's very clear to anyone who's familiar with our work. In fact, I saw one of Huff Schmidt's followers on the Internet saying that Piper has admitted he's a Zionist agent. Well, yes, I am a Zionist agent. You can quote me on that. And my personal opinion is Mark Glenn's a Zionist agent, too. But in my opinion, all of these other people that we've named here, and there are other people, too, that are not on the board of advisors of the Barnes Review, people like David Duke. Well, he, according to Eric and Daryl, he's a Zionist agent. David Irving, who just got out of jail spent a year in jail in Austria, he's a Zionist agent. But the funny thing is, everybody in the world, and Lauren Moret, who was a good friend of Christopher Belin's, she's been attacked by Daryl and Eric. And isn't it funny that Christopher Belin has cut off relations with Daryl and Eric? And now they say that he's either imprisoned. Well, they say he's alive. They finally say that he's alive. But they say he must be imprisoned because he isn't talking to them on a regular basis. It doesn't occur to them that maybe Christopher Boleyn has finally wised up.
You know what, Mike? Every day I look at my beautiful wife and I look at my beautiful kids, and I say, how did I get so lucky to have this? At which point I can't answer that question. But at the same time, as crazy as it sounds, and you're going to understand what I'm saying here, when we try to consider the insanity, or quantify and qualify the insanity of the French Connection, we should really, especially in these depressing days, we should just sit back and say, I don't know why God blessed us with this, but let's just sit back, crack open a beer, sit down with the popcorn, and just enjoy the show.
It is. You see, this
That's the thing, Mike. I mean, you and I were talking about this. We actually did find a viable reason for the existence of these two guys, and it is because at this point, they do, I mean, we have to be honest, they have provided us with hours of laughter, have they not?
Yeah, this is it. That's why I have said on this show, I said a week or so ago, before seeing even this most recent quote-unquote contribution, I said that it seemed to me that if people really want some entertainment, if they want some entertainment and want to listen to two crackpots going at it, the thing to do is listen to Daryl and Queen Esther, because I have never seen two such obviously crazy people, crazy for their own individual reasons. It's like a match made in hell. It's just absolutely amazing, and they are like women scorned. They are so upset that Christopher Boleyn won't speak to them anymore. You know, it's funny. I have yet to hear them point out that one of Christopher's closest advisors and friends is a gentleman who is a self-described Khazar. And I know this particular gentleman. I used to know him fairly well. He admitted that he is of Khazar origin. And I know at one point he was very critical of Eric Hupschmidt. So it could very well be that Christopher Boleyn has been told by his Khazar advisor to break with Daryl and Eric. That might be the explanation. So maybe Christopher is under Khazar influence.
That's true. And the thing is, Mike, at this point, like I said, a year ago when all of this erupted, obviously we were understandably and justifiably upset and outraged, the accusations. But at this point, it's like, like I said, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I really think at this point the reason for Daryl and Eric's existence is as a source of comic relief for the rest of us. And so I would encourage everybody listening to this program tonight, whatever Daryl and Eric need in order to be able to keep doing what they're doing, if it's $5 or $10 or whatever it is, go ahead and send it to them, because think of how bland and depressing life is going to be once they pass into oblivion.
Well, I tell you what. Let's pass them into oblivion for the present and go to the phone calls. We have Dan in Alabama. Dan, come on up.
Yeah, hello.
How are you doing, Dan?
Oh, I've been wanting to get on for quite a while.
Well, you're on.
Something very important is happening this week, and nobody's saying a word about it.
Well, tell us about it.
I seen on television tonight, on ABC, they're talking about three college students was shot blank. They kneeled down and shot all three of them. And they said a 6% rise in the murders all over America. And it showed a floor just covered with guns. And this week, they're calling the senators at home and get them to vote on a gun control law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't know what specific gun control laws are up there, but, you know, I am against gun control.
But that is,
because it doesn't work.
I know what they, if they, the thing is, how will anybody know how they voted? They can just say, yeah, it's passed.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't worry about that just quite yet, Dan, until we find out exactly what these gun control measures are. But I don't think in this particular case, that incident, I saw something about that while I was out of town. It's a real tragic thing. Evidently, some Hispanic guy shot three black kids up in
This was college students.
Yeah, they were students. I think it was either in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, somewhere up here in the Northeast. I'm sure of that. I don't think they're going to be able to. I don't think they're going to be able to turn that into a into the passage of any gun control laws because.
Well, they said all this week that they're going to have upright. They're going to have a deal about the guns all this week on ABC.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, let me put it this way, Dan. This has been going on for a long, long time. The gun control propaganda, the pro gun control propaganda, coming out of the mass media. And you know, I have to say this. I don't always agree with everything the National Rifle Association has done. I've known some hardcore, longtime members of the NRA who have had some serious criticisms of some of the NRA's actions over the years. But whatever you want to say about the NRA, they have been a very effective lobby for the Second Amendment and against these gun control nuts.
Like gun owners of America.
So I am confident that the NRA will be on top of things here.
No, that, Mike, if I can add something.
Yeah,
too.
Go ahead, Mark.
So back when Clinton got elected, and one of the things upon which he was elected was a very strong gun control platform. You know, the American people, as soon as Clinton started talking about regulating guns, the American people went out and started buying them, stocking up on ammo. You'll remember, you know, the militia movement. As much as people may ridicule that, the fact of the matter is that the American people's instincts were still good at that time to where they smelled a rat in this whole thing. And so generally the trend has been whenever the government starts talking about cracking down on firearms ownership, Americans go out and they buy more guns and ammo. And so they, my prediction is that they can pass all the gun control laws that they want, but I don't think that the American people are ever going to give up their guns.
Oh, no,
I don't think so either.
Washington, D.C., Dan and Mark, Washington, D.C. has some of the toughest gun control laws in the country, but I want to tell you something. If I wanted to go get a gun tonight, I could probably, I wouldn't have to, it would take me a couple minutes to put my shoes on, and then I could walk probably, and I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, but, go a few blocks here, a few blocks there, and you can find a criminal or two right there on the street who will, for a small fee, go off and find you a gun or someone who will sell you a gun. So I could stock up tonight if I chose to do so. I could stock up tonight and have myself a small arsenal. But I choose not to at this time.
I know they was telling that a 6% rise in murders all overnight, all the big cities and everything, how horrible it is with guns. I mean, I expect them to work all week on it, try to persuade a lot of these congressmen.
Well, let me tell you something, Dan. You know, even up in my home state of Pennsylvania, we have hardline Zionist Republican Senator Arlen Specter. And you know what? Senator Specter, despite many, many negatives to his name, Senator Specter has never even been a gun control nut because he knows that in the state of Pennsylvania, the people like their guns.
Yeah, I think they'd have a revolution before people give up their guns.
Well, I think so too, and that's why they're if there's ever a real serious effort to take the guns away from people, Dan, I think it would only come after a madman like George W. Bush or our future president Joe Lieberman or Rudy Giuliani or someone of that ilk became president and then declared martial law and then made the move to take the guns, that's when they would have some real problems because I think they would see the guns that they suspected were out there and those guns would be aimed at the very people trying to take the guns away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
If I can add one
more
thing, you know, I can just speak from experience up here. I mean, in this part of the country, it is not unusual to go to Walmart or to go to the mall or something like that and to see people walking around with pistols strapped to their side, men and women. We had a horrible shooting here a couple of months ago at a college, just like what happened out on the east side of the country. And, of course, the liberal politicians, the anti-gunners, got hold of it, and they started pressing for tougher gun control laws in Idaho, but the sheriff of that particular county, he was on the news this past weekend saying not only does he not want more gun control laws being passed in Idaho, he wants more citizens carrying guns on them to prevent these things from happening. So my point is that there are sheriffs out in the, particularly out in the countryside of America. You know, these are, for the most part, right-thinking people. They were elected by right-thinking people. And the sheriffs, they're level-headed people, and they are not necessarily going to go along with this.
I think if it came
down to going door to door to disarm their own people, they probably wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I would agree with Dan. We're going to a break, but I want you to hang on, and I'll let you say what you have to say.
Okie doke.
All right, stay tuned.
All right, folks,
we are going to a break. We only have a couple minutes left here. But I want to carry Dan on over. He's been waiting to get on this program, and we have him on here, and so let's keep him on. All right, stay tuned, folks. We're going to wrap it all up here. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org. Tell your friends to tune in to republicbroadcasting.org. Don't just listen yourself.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening because you can handle the truth. We have Mark Glenn here, and we also have Dan from Alabama. We're talking about gun control. Dan and Mark, I'd just like to make a point I was thinking about during the break. as I said, the most likely scenario for an attempt to really seize the guns of the Americans would probably come under the next couple years during what remains of the Bush regime, whoever completes that term of office. And it seems to me that it would come under the guise of martial law in the wake of another terrorist attack, probably a phony staged terrorist attack. And if they start to try to take the guns away from people around the country, the people around the country who do have guns, most of those people, I think it's probably safe to say, tend to be Republicans and probably tend to be supporters of the Bush administration. And I can guarantee you, you know, I know gun owners all over the country. I guarantee you that those people and everybody else would be saying to their local police department when those National Guard troops came in, composed of people from those locales, they would say, hey, wait a minute. Why are you taking our guns away from us? We're not the terrorists. You see, it wouldn't work. It would not work. The guns would be raised against those who try to take the guns away from the people who have the guns. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can ever happen. Now, Dan, you had a comment you wanted to make. Go ahead.
I listen to an awful lot of different shortwaves, and I've listened and talked to some people from Iowa, and they all said the same thing, that Ron Paul won that straw poll in there. He was way above all the other candidates, but they manipulated the electric machines and put I forget the other guy that won, that Mormon guy.
Mitt Romney. Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't really looked at that very, very carefully, but I do know, and I should probably have Jim Condit on the program, I do know that back some years ago, 8-12 years ago, Jim Condit followed, I believe, the straw poll in Iowa. And now, I could be wrong about this. We're going to have Jim on the show to talk about it, but I recall, if I recall correctly, Jim detected the likelihood of there being some shenanigans even in that straw poll in Iowa, in which case they were trying to steal it from Pat Buchanan. So
Actually, you may be
correct there.
I hope so.
With Jim Condit, and we did catch them cheating. Buchanan clearly won, and we had the goods on them cheating, and they knew it to the point where they had Secret Service agents looking for us.
Oh, you were with Jim Condit,
yes.
Jim Condit at the time of that happening?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, very interesting. I'm glad. You know, I'll tell you what, we're going to have you and Jim on together to talk about that, because it certainly, even though it happened so many years ago, it ties right into what Dan from Alabama was talking about vis-a-vis Ron Paul. And it's something, you know, this whole fraudulent election system that we have, I mean, obviously, that straw poll in Iowa, you have to keep in mind, those straw polls in Iowa are run by the party mechanism, and that makes it very, very open to manipulation and open to theft. So it is, as I say, I don't think an extraordinary idea to suggest that it was indeed stolen.
I think we're going to hear a lot more about that Iowa caucus before this is over.
Well, I tell you what, if they did steal it, I hope the evidence comes out.
Me too. Well, it'll be good talking to you.
It needs to be told. All right, Dan, listen, thanks for your call. Mark, thanks for calling in, and also thanks for doing a great job sitting in during my absence. I hate to leave the network and the listeners hanging with rebroadcast, so I was glad to have a live voice on here filling in the airwaves, so to speak. So thanks again,
Mike, and welcome back.
Yeah, hey, and if you would, give Jim Condit a buzz for me and tell him I'd like to get him up here maybe this week sometime and talk about those incidents out in Iowa years ago.
I will.
All right, apologies to the callers. We couldn't get up, but we'll be here.